SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senior officials from almost 50 nations are meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels to determine how to provide more military support for Ukraine. The U.S. is not among that group. Correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Before Wednesday's meeting, the U.K. said that it plans a tenfold increase in drone production to help Ukraine. Defence Secretary John Healey saying British companies are using lessons learned from the battlefield to develop advanced new drones to help protect Ukraine's civilians and also strengthen our own national security.
U.S. Defence Secretary Pete Hegseth is scheduled to arrive in Brussels following his meeting with Asia-Pacific leaders over threats from China in that region. Hegseth will participate in a meeting of NATO defense ministers on Thursday. The Congressional Budget Office has released its analysis of President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. If passed, the bill would cut taxes by $3.75 trillion, but increase projected deficits by $2.4 trillion. The White House and Republican leaders have been sowing doubt on the CBO's work. President Trump wants the bill on his desk by the 4th of July. In consumer news, U.S. agriculture officials warning that ground beef sold at Whole Foods markets nationwide may be contaminated with potentially dangerous E. coli bacteria.
Officials have issued a public health alert for one-pound packages of organic rancher beef. The ground beef was sold at Whole Foods markets and may be contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The U.S. Food Safety and Inspection Service is specifically warning about packages produced between May 22nd and May 23rd. They have use-by dates of June 19th and June 20th. A recall was not issued since the meat is no longer being sold, but officials warn some consumers may still have it in their refrigerators. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention tackles pornography.
Delegates to the looming summer convention will be encouraged to adopt a proposed resolution that urges lawmakers across the country to ban all porn outright. The SBC resolution wants, quote, comprehensive laws that ban the creation, publication, hosting, and distribution of pornographic content in all media, and to provide rigorous enforcement mechanisms, including age verification and civil liability. The convention begins Sunday in Dallas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Authorities in Paris have launched an investigation after several Jewish sites across the capital were defaced. The vandalism discovered last weekend targeted the Shoah Memorial, two synagogues, and a Jewish restaurant in the city's historic district, as well as a third synagogue. An open can of paint was found nearby, and there is surveillance footage that shows an individual dressed in black spraying paint overnight. This is SRN News. Senator Ted Cruz is renewing his effort to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization.
Senator Cruz, responding to the terrorist attack in Boulder by a man with ties to the organization, says he's reintroducing a modernized version of his Muslim Brotherhood Terrorist Designation Act. It's something Cruz notes he's been pushing for his entire Senate career and says President Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress can no longer ignore the threat he says the group poses to Americans and U.S. national security. Bob Agner reporting.
Childhood vaccination rates against measles fell in the years after the COVID-19 pandemic in nearly 80% of the more than 2,000 U.S. counties with available data. That includes counties and states that are battling outbreaks this year. The results mirror trends established at state and national levels. Routine childhood vaccination rates are dropping. More details at srnnews.com.